Hey, Lynn and Maria.
Hi.
On the Malin Slice of Life podcast. This is
Hope,
Megan,
and Larry. Doing a Blind Cool Tech podcast in Louisville, and we wanted to call in, or not call in, but welcome you to this edition of
the Malin Slice of Life podcast.
Hey guys, it's Beth from Newport News, Virginia. Just wondering something. I'm really enjoying listening to your collage podcast. And if you do ever get anything nautical, I love the title if you were gonna give it, Clips Ahoy. Now that is good. But I like this title too. I was wondering, you said you were recording outside on the patio with your laptop, Lynette. I think I called you Lynn. Sorry about that. And I was just wondering, were you using Studio Recorder? How were you doing that? It would be neat to have you go into detail about that. Okay, let me continue listening here. Ahoy, mateys. Bye.
You know, lately, the subject of podcasting has come up several times for me, and this is a kind of a sign that I should at least try to put together a podcast on how I create the Malin Slice of Life podcast. So, I have, thought to use two WS recorders, one on which I will record something that I'm going to put into this recording, because it's kind of weird. I have a recorder going now, and I have a recorder at the ready to just put something on there, because obviously I can't take the recording that I'm making now and upload that until I'm done. So I said, what do I do? So this is what I do. I asked Maria if I might borrow her WS200S. And on that, I'm going to put a message that I will use to upload onto my, you know, just a little welcome or something. Or perhaps what I really should do is I should put the new way of contacting the Malin Slice of Life folks here. So, that is what I'm going to do. I'm going to record, okay, at some point. Okay, it's a little sluggish. Okay, here we go. Hi, this is Lynette of the Malin Slice of Life podcast, and we have a new way for you, our faithful listeners, and we do love you all, to contact us. And I thought it was a brilliant idea. I don't know how brilliant it is, but it's the idea du jour. Or, okay, the idée du jour. Anyway, what I've done is I'm trying to simplify things. For those of you who know, and for those of you who don't, Maria and I have a website. Now, granted, since the podcast has taken over such a great deal of our lives, especially my life, I haven't been doing as much writing as I ought. However, that will change, I assure you, as I am slowly but surely recovering from a rather active winter spring. So, what I did the other night was change the web page for the Malin Slice of Life to reflect the Malin Slice of Life name. If you are using the Run dialogue and you would like to type in, you don't even need the Run dialogue, but if you're using that method, or the Internet Explorer, you can type in the following: malinwriteon.com/malinsliceoflife malynwyn.html. I will spell that out. malynwyn.com/malynsolifle.html. That will take you to the Malin Slice of Life page. Now, if you are not so inclined to type all that in, simply type in malynwriteon.com, and I have placed a link to the Malin Slice of Life page right there without any, as we say in the island, without any semi-demi. Without any semi-demi up there, I have placed a link to that to the page. Okay? On that page, you will find all of the new information. The page is cleaner. It's neater. I deleted some things that were no longer truly relevant current. And I also fixed any feeds, because I alert you to some feeds, and I realized I may not have had them correct. So, that is where to go for any contact information on how to email us, how to send a comment or make a comment to the comment line. And no more, you know, you don't have to deal with anything else, really. The entire show is there, to my knowledge. The only thing I regret is that as I was reviewing my handiwork, if you will, I got to the first two, I went all the way down to the first two podcasts, and they have no date. But the third podcast has the date of October 31st, and I really cannot believe that, gosh, as of, let's see. Okay, I've been doing this for 7 months, so it's really cool. I guess in October I should have a little one-year something, and of course you know I will. Okay, I'll just pick a date. I'll probably pick the date we got our kitties, October 15th, which sounds kind of right to me, or sort of right. Anyway, this recording was made so that I may now turn off the WS200S in all of its glorious 64K BPS. But folks, I'm hoping to get an R9 soon. I'm going to turn this off, and it clinked at me. I should have really turned it off a little better than that. But my hand was on the power switch as opposed to the stop button. What a kook I am. So, I'm going to take the unit apart. I am using an HP laptop, and so trying not to knock anything over, I'm going to insert the recorder into, let me move it down a little bit, into my free USB slot. Now, let's see if it clinks out loud. If not, I'll definitely put it on out loud. Okay, so I have to change something here so that we can hear things out loud, and let's hope I have JAWS on. Sound Max. Wonderful. Okay, so it's a little fast. I'm going to turn it up, and this is coming right through my, this will be interesting actually, because it's coming right through my laptop speakers. Okay. Now, when I insert the recorder, let's see if I can slow this down.
Faster. Slower. Oh. Slower. Slower.
Good.
Slower.
That should be okay. We'll see.
Open folder to view files using Windows Explorer 2 or 3.
Okay, what I think I might do then is knock down the recorder. That's always a good idea. So, I'm going to kind of get a hold of my big speakers, plug those in. Okay, and this should be better. Might be a little loud, actually. Okay, now, so.
Open folder to view files using Windows Explorer 2 or 3.
That's probably a lot better. Okay, now, I'm going to do just that. I'm going to enter on...
Enter.
That option.
Removable to key. Folder view with view. Not selected DS.
Yes, it gets faster, but I will slow it down.
Faster, faster. Oh, slower, man. Slower, slower.
Okay. I have 5 folders. As those of you who use the WS series know, I don't know about the DS. I'm imagining they have folders as well. Now, I'm going to press the space bar.
DSSFLDA, space.
Because fortunately, I have not accidentally moved the folder button so that all of my recordings go into the A folder. I'm going to enter.
Enter. Folder view list view. Not selected. Fill your TV. That 1KB. That file 66.
Now, believe it or not, I'm actually, today I'm going to do something I rarely do. And that is, I'm going to simply go to the actual recording.
N. WS20003. WMA.
And I'm going to just cut that.
Cut text.
Okay. I'm going to do a Windows M.
Windows M, desktop, folder view with view, not selected, my computer.
154.
Okay, now, all of my recordings go into my all recordings folder, which is on the desktop. And I'm going to press the letter A.
A-V-G-V. A, all recordings.
And I hope it's not too fast.
Slower, slower, slower.
Okay, I'm going to enter, and it's going to get fast anyway.
Enter. All recordings, folder view with view, not selected, all recordings from double.
Okay.
Alt page up.
That's lovely.
Slower, slower, slower.
Okay. Now, I'm going to create a folder here and call it Podcasting by Lynn. Alt-F.
Alt-F, menu, new sub-menu.
To move through items, press up or down it.
Right arrow, because it gives me new.
New sub-menu, folder.
Enter on folder.
Enter, leaving menus, edit, new folder.
Type in text.
And type.
P-O-D-C-A-S-T-I-N-G space B-Y space L-Y-N-N-E.
And I'm going to enter.
Enter. Folder view list view. Podcasting by Lynn file folder 712000.
I'm going to enter again to open that folder.
Enter. Folder view list view.
0 items to move to items.
And I'm going to paste the recording here. Control V.
Paste the text from clipboard. Moving dialogue. Folder view list view. WS.
I forgot to say Control X to cut. Control V to paste. It is now here. I am going to remove the recorder from the USB because I'm really done with that. Now. It would be good if I turned this around. Okay, so, that's part one. I'll be back with part two. So, the next part, or the next thing for me to do, is to convert the WMA file that is created by the WS200S to a file that Studio Recorder can use. And right now I'm using what I believe to be the latest Studio Recorder beta. So, I can do that in a number of ways. I do own SoundForge, but I like this program called Switch. And I just happen to have the EXE on my desktop. So, I'm going to go there. Windows M for me.
Windows M.
Probably
desktop,
everybody else.
All,
all right. I'm going to press the letter S, and hopefully I won't go right past it.
S, send space, the best free file share, S, Skype. S, sound scan, audio devices, S, Superlinks, journal, S, switch, X.
Okay. So, I'm going to enter on the switch.exe.
Enter. Switch dialog, list view.
0 items, to move to items, use the arrow keys.
C, backslash, documents, end.
And I want to thank Hope for kind of turning me on to this program. It's really cool. And let's see if I've memorized my keystrokes correctly. Well, we'll see. Alt-A should get me into the add file area.
Alt-A, locate audio file list dialog, file name, edit copy.
Okay.
Slower.
So, locate audio file. And I'm going to do an Alt-I to see where it is to begin with.
Alt-I, look in, combo box, all recordings.
Three of
wonderful, it's already there. So, I'm just going to tab until I hear it say, you know, something about list view or folder list or something.
Tab, toolbar up one level button.
Black.
Tab, toolbar my recent documents button. Sub-tab, folder view, list view. Not so.
There we go. Folder view, list view. And I'm going to hit the letter P or press P.
P, podcasting by Lynn.
I'm going to enter.
Enter, folder view, list view. Not selected, best audio clip.
All right. And I've already thrown some two other clips in here that I'll use, or I'll be using for the podcast. So, I'm going to hit the letter W.
WS20003.
And I'm going to enter.
Enter, list view, not selected, graphic 479C / doc.
Now, it puts the file in a window, in a list.
C / documents and set.
And you can use batch, I like this because it seems to me to be a batch converter where you can, you know, I mean, one day I converted 47 files. It took a while, but it did it. So, lately I've just been doing one at a time. That was an exception. Okay, so I'm going to press the tab key.
Tab, output folder edit combo, C / documents and settings / linet / desktop.
103, the second
okay,
that we use
well,
the arrow keys
or
type.
To the desktop, or we can, just for time's sake, let's just do that. We'll send it to the desktop and then we can just cut it or copy it wherever we need. Now, since I'm using JAWS 6.0, my button that I'm going to tab to does not speak. It says button.
Tab, button.
To activate, press spacebar.
But that is indeed the browse button. If you want to change your the location of your output file, then that's where you would change it. I think you have to press some...
Space. Browse for folder dialog.
Yeah.
Locate output folder. Okay, button.
Yeah. Browse for folder. I'm going to escape. This is just a regular tree view. You move up and down with your up and down arrow, entering on the one you want.
Escape button.
To activate, press.
Okay, I'm going to tab.
Tab, output format combo box, MP3.
2 of 11. To change the selection, use the arrow keys, Alt F.
That seems fine to me, but I can also change it to, there are many formats.
Open list box, MP3.
I'm going to use the up arrow.
WAV.
WAV.
MP3. O.
O.
AV. GSM. VOX. RAW. OGG. FLAC. OGG.
Okay, so even the famous, or, you know, OGG is there. I'm going to...
Home, WAV.
I'm not going to be making any... Well, you know, I will change it to an MP3 file.
MP3.
So I'm going to enter.
Enter.
Well, you know what? It doesn't allow you to enter. I forgot. So I'm going to press the escape key.
Escape.
Maybe not even that. All right. How about let's just start the conversion process with F3.
F3. Loading WMA file dialog. Decoding with DirectX WS.
And I am certainly not going to make you sit through this, so I'm going to pause
list
the
view,
recording.
438C / documents and settings back.
Okay. So in the time it took me to, kind of sit here for 2 seconds and then realize that I could take Maria's recorder back to her, it's done. So that's good. Now the file stays in Switch. You can delete it with, I believe it's, is it Control D? Let's try that.
Control D.
Okay. It's, you know what? It's Control Delete. Let's see.
Control delete, confirm remove dialog. Are you sure you want to remove the selected file S? Yes button.
To activate,
yes,
press space bar.
I'm certain I want to remove it, so I'm just going to press the space bar since it's right here.
Space, list view.
Zero items.
Okay, fine. And I can close Switch.
Alt F4.
Okay, now. Now the fun begins. I'm going to open Studio Recorder.
Start menu, internet.
One.
And it's on my start menu.
S. SoundForge Audio Studio 7.0.
503.
I'm sorry, it's quick, but I'll just translate. S again.
S. Studio Recorder.
6013.
There it is. Studio Recorder. And enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Studio Recorder. Document 1. Document 1.
Wonderful. I'm going to maximize the screen.
Menu. Restore the
spacebar.
Leaving menu.
X. Some of you are, you know, folks who don't care about whether the screen is maximized are saying, well, why is she doing that? I like the screen maximized. I'm partially sighted, so it just helps me a bit. Okay. Now, I don't think I'll be needing my microphone for today. So I move that aside. And the first thing I want to do is to insert my files. So I'm going to do that with the lovely keystroke they have provided, Control-I.
Insert file dialog, file name, edit.
Type and text, alt-n.
And I'm going to do an alt-i to see where I am.
Look in, combo box, Opticon cast.
Free of free, the change.
Well, you know, the Opticon cast was last week, so I don't need that. I am going to, let's see. I will do an alt-i.
Open list box, Opticon cast.
And see if this works. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
All recordings.
I hit the letter A for all recordings. I'm going to enter.
All recordings.
I'm going to tab.
Toolbar, go to left folder. Folder view, list view. Not selected all.
I'm in the folder view.
Slower, slower.
And I'm going to press the letter P.
Podcasting by Lynn.
Excellent. I'm going to enter on podcasting by Lynn.
Folder view, list view. Not selected best. Audio clip comments. Wow.
Great. Now, let's see what's missing here.
Special Malin info. Wow.
Hey, Lynn and Marie.
Excellent.
Ha, ha, ha. Slice of
life. I'll stop that, because that is indeed the first clip I'm going to put in. So I'm going to enter.
Document 1.
And there it is. Press the space bar to hear it.
Hey, Lynn and Maria.
Hi.
On the Malin Slice of Life podcast, this is...
Thank you, Larry. And thank you, Hope and Megan. That was so incredibly cool and wonderful. I am now going to press Control-End.
Bottom of file, length.
Which should take me, and does take me, to the end of this file. And I'm going to then insert Beth's comment with Control-I again.
Insert file dialog.
I'm going to do Shift-Tab this time.
Folder view, list view, not selected, Beth, audio clip comments, log.
Okay, I'm going to press the space bar.
Beth, audio clip comments,
log. Hey guys,
log.
It's Beth from Newport News, Virginia.
I'm going to
just
enter, and let's
something.
Hope it all goes
I'm really
well.
Document 1.
Beautiful, I think it did. Wonderful. Because while the recorder was paused at some point, I changed some sampling rates, or especially for this one, because it's a K7 comment, and I was getting the error about, you know, the files not being compatible or something. And thank you, Rob, because I just heard that it is now going to change it to the destination file! But you know, folks, I don't get too excited about these things. Now, there is yet one more file to add. And that would be, well, that whole bit about the contact information. So, I'm going to do a Control-End.
Bottom of file.
And I am going to now browse for that file. Control-I.
Insert file dialog. File name.
Alt-I.
Look in. Combo box. Podcasting by open list box. Podcast.
Down arrow. And press the letter D.
Desktop.
And it is on the desktop.
Desktop, desktop.
I do believe. And I hope I can remember this file. And I'm going to put it on pause so that I don't embarrass myself, well, more than I might have already. So, interestingly enough, I left it the name, with the name...
WS20003.
WS20003 MP3 or whatever it is. I generally name them, but that's okay, because the entire file is going to be renamed, so I don't have to worry about individual clips. So I'm sitting on this folder, a file rather, in the folder list, in the insert dialog box, and I'm going to enter.
Document 1.
And it inserted it very nicely.
Bottom of file.
And really, I have the entire, I have the podcast is really done. I don't have any transitions today, no music or anything, but that's okay. Now that this is done, I'm going to save this with some name. So, unbelievably, it is now called what? Let's see.
Title is Studio Recorder, Document 1.
Oh, that is very exciting. Studio Recorder, Document 1. Well, I'm going to indeed call this Podcasting by Lynn. And I realize, folks, that I can probably... I'm going to save this first, because I always save them as WAV files, and then I export to MP3. What can I tell you? So, I can do a Control-S...
Save as dialog, file name.
I'm going to browse to the correct folder.
Save in combo box, desktop.
1-1.
Well, desktop is fine, but...
Open list box, desktop.
I'm going to do my Alt-I and A again.
All recordings.
Enter.
All recordings.
Hope that this works. Tab.
Toolbar, go to last folder, view, list, view. Not selected, all recording.
P for podcast.
Podcasting by Lynn.
Enter.
Folder, view, list, view. Not selected, best.
And then I'm going to now tab to
file name, edit, document 1, WAV,
the file name, and I'm going to call it PODCASTINGBY, you know what?
Y, B.
Capital B, capital LYNNE. Read the line. I'm using a laptop, so it's caps lock I.
File name, edit, podcasting by Lynn.
And I'm going to enter.
Podcasting by Lynn, WAV busy.
I love it. Okay? Also, big shout to Miss Hope. Folks, Hope is truly this computer. She's my other computer guru. Between Larry Skutkan and Hope Pobenmeyer, I have learned so much. And then everyone else falls in line, believe me. Who put the little beep, showed me how to put the little beeps on in Studio Recorder. But I don't have to describe any of that, because a little bird tells me that there is an imminent Studio Recorder podcast, and I'm not doing any editing or anything. My aim today, rather, is to just show you how I generally go about putting up a podcast. I generally don't have to do too much editing, but I have been shown a wonderful way of doing it, which involves brackets, and it's just phenomenal. Okay, so that is saved. And now it's going to be interesting to me, because I have no clue how I'm going to do this. I, at some point, need to stop the recording. I have to stop the recording to actually upload this recording. So we'll see what I wind up doing. So I'm going to stop now and probably ask Maria if I might borrow her recording. What I'll be doing now is I will upload this recording, and then I'll meet you back with what I do to actually publish the podcast, and also to tag the file and all of that kind of thing. Okay, so I'm going to stop here. Oh, you know what I can do, though, while this is running? I can actually change this.
Top of file, minus three.
I can change this to an MP3 file. But before I do that, I want to thank each and every person who has commented, who has sent me email, who is on the Blind Cool Tech email list. Folks, if you'd like information on how to join BCT, as we call it, you should go to blindcooltech.com and enter on the contact link, or clink on the link, as I like to say. So, I always want to thank the folks who take the time to listen. I, too, enjoy listening, and someone once said that podcasting is like, I think I said this already, reality, it's reality listening or reality internet. I don't know. It's not reality TV, but it's reality something, and it's just really marvelous. So thank you, folks. Okay, here we go. Alt F. No, you know what? I don't even want to do that just yet. Because why would I do that when I have to sort of congeal the files? All right. Here we go. I'm going to stop the recorder. So, I'm sitting on the file, and this will probably be a true part two. I use Libsyn, Libsyn, for Liberated Syndication. I pay $10 a month, and I believe that gives me 250 meg of space. So far, doing a once-a-week show has not exceeded that limit. I know that back in the day, and back in the day for me would be a few months ago, possibly January, February, when I was posting and posting and posting like a maniac, I exceeded the limit. But doing a once-a-week podcast really helps keep that under control. So the first thing I'm going to do is I have uploaded the recording of my doing all of that stuff that we just talked about, or I demonstrated. And now I'm going to locate that file. I'm going to rename it, because I called it Podcasting by Lynn number 2. And I don't have to do that. So,
Windows N, desktop, folder view, list view, podcasting, ELN2, MP3,
56 of 56.
I'm going to press F2.
F2, edit, podcasting, ELN2.
And I'm going to press the end key.
End, 3, P, M, period, 2.
I'm going to delete that 2.
Period.
And I'm going to press the enter key.
Enter, folder view, list view, podcasting, ELN, MP3.
56 of 56, to move the items, use the arrow keys.
Alright, it basically, I know it's kind of quick, but it's, you know, it's just on the desktop, and it's telling me what I can do. I don't even hear it anymore, you know, to move around the desktop. I'm now going to change the tag information. I guess they're called the ID3 tags. I've never been able to really get a firm grasp on that. But in any respect, I can do an Alt-Enter, and that will open the properties dialog box.
Alt enter. Podcasting Lynn. MP3 properties dialog. General page. Read only checkbox.
Lovely. I'm on the general page, and I'm going to press Control Tab.
Summary page. Title. Edit.
I'm on the summary page. Well, really, the only thing I'm interested in here is one button, the advanced button.
Tab. Comments. Edit.
Type and text.
I am not certain about these comments. Where do they show up? Really? I'll have to check that out. So far, I haven't done anything with them. But I'm going to tab.
Tab, advanced button.
To activate, press space bar, Alt-V.
Now, here is an example of a button that does not take the enter key. I'm going to enter.
Enter.
And it didn't do a thing. I'm going to space bar.
Space, property, list view, album title.
1 of 13, to move the...
Okay. And I'm going to use the up arrow, you get into a list of things, edit boxes, really, a little eccentric edit boxes, but they're edit boxes nonetheless. And I'm going to use the up arrow. I wonder what's above that, though.
Artist.
Nothing. So artist is first. And I always put, I just start typing.
M and A L Y N.
Malins.
S space S L I C E space O F space L I F E space. P-O-D-C-A-S-T.
Malin's Slice of Life Podcast, and enter.
Enter, property list view, artist Malin's Slice of Life.
Down arrow.
Album title.
I don't fill that in.
Year.
I put the year in, but I put the entire, you know, everything here. I put,
J-U-L-Y, space.
July.
1, comma, space, 2, 0, 0, 6.
And enter.
Enter, property list view, year July 1st, 2006.
Okay, so I, you know, that doesn't bother me that they only want the month. I mean the year. Down arrow.
Track number. Genre.
Down. Sometimes I put here for the fun of it.
P-O-D-C-A-S-T.
Podcast.
Enter property list view.
Sometimes I don't. Down arrow.
Lyrics.
No lyrics.
Title.
Title. This is called, as well, Podcasting by Lynn.
P-O-D.
Without, you know, with the spaces.
C-A-S-T-I-N-G space B-Y space L-Y-N-N-E.
And enter.
Enter property list view. Title Podcasting by Lynn.
11 of 13. The move to
item. Okay, now there are other things you can fill in as I go down with the down arrow.
Comments. Protected. No. Duration 02931.
Ah, great.
Bitrate 96 kbps.
Okay.
Channels 2 stereo. Audio sample rate 44 kHz.
All right. All of that information can be heard, probably and then some. I'm going to tab.
Tab simple button.
To activate, press space.
Tab again.
Tab OK button.
To activate, press space.
And enter on the OK button. I generally put in the title and enter and have done with it. I enter once. Oh, by the way, if you need to go back and change any of this information, I found that pressing F2 will get you into the edit area and keeping your previous text intact. If you simply type, you will type right over it. So F2 is your key.
Enter.
Okay. It does it quickly and quietly. All right. Now for the fun part. As I said, I use the Libsyn service, and I use their FTP service to, or, you know, area to upload the file. They have a tool. It is just horrid. I cannot stand that tool. Half the time I'd be sitting there not knowing there's no progress bar, or there's some sort of bizarre clock that's there that you sort of can read with the JAWS cursor, but no. The FTP, thank you so much, Kai, for that rather in-depth message so many months ago detailing how to proceed with FTP. So all of these terms and everything were just foreign. It was a mystery to me. Now at least I have a glimmer of a clue. So I guess those of you who are using an enhanced keyboard can do Windows R, and it will open. I suppose I can too. I generally just hit Windows key followed by the letter R.
Start menu, Internet.
1 of 13.
Internet. R.
And
menus.
Essential value, use the arrow.
All right, it's a little slow, but it did it. Okay. So now I'm going to listen, because probably my Libsyn is already in the window, so I don't even have to do anything, but I will spell it out.
FTP, Libsyn, COM 1 of 26.
Okay, and that would be...
Home. F.
F.
T.
T.
P.
P.
Period.
Period.
L.
L. I. B.
S-Y-N,
period, C-O-M. Okay? And I'm going to enter.
Enter.
And it's really much faster now that I have, now that they've changed to a .com, they've revamped their server and services and all kinds of stuff. What comes up is a login screen. And I'm going to pause the recorder while I put in my username and password. Okay, so now I'm back at the ranch here. Well, I'm actually in the window for the FTP where my files are, the Libsyn FTP where my files are stored. And I should...
Images.
You get images.
Quick. Audio clip collage podcast.
There's the audio clip collage.
Getting a feel for the opticon.
Getting a feel for the opticon.
Soundscapes, MP3.
And soundscapes, okay? Surely nothing like 250 meg here. I'm going to minimize.
Windows M, desktop, folder view with new, podcast, link, VLN, MP3,
56.
Ooh, it sounds like it's still there. Now, on my, I have a website, which of course offers an FTP. I have to be sure that I put in the underlines and that kind of thing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Libsyn. I don't have to do that, but you know what? And you can't have any spaces or anything. But with Libsyn, It doesn't matter. It will put in underlines where there are none. So I'm going to, I've just named it Podcasting by Lynn because I got in the habit of trying to name the file without spaces. I'm going to copy, of course, with the ever-lovely Control-C.
Copy selected text to clipboard.
And I'm going to Alt-Tab to the, I don't even have to say it because JAWS is going to say it for me, but I'm going to go to the FTP site.
Alt-Tab, Podcasting by Lynn. Alt-Tab, Inbox, Outlook Express. Alt-Tab, Studio Reporter, Podcasting by Alt-Tab, Podcasting by Lynn.
Ah, I think I passed it.
Alt-Tab.
And JAWS doesn't always speak.
Alt-Tab, FTP, FTP, Libsyn, Microsoft Internet Explorer.
So I'm there. Thank you for saying. It didn't read the icon before the FTP, but it was gracious enough to read the icon for the FTP. I'm going to paste, and I'm certainly not going to bore you. I'm going to pause the recording, and when it is finished, I'll be back. So here I go.
Paste the text from clipboard. Copying dialogue. Cancel.
And I check by reading the status bar with caps lock shift N.
17 minutes remaining.
Okay, well, that is way too long for anybody to have to sit and wait. So, off this goes. Now, the podcast by Lynn is up on the FTP, and I can really close this now. So, I will do that.
Alt F4.
And now I'm going to publish the thing, really. And I will be doing the same steps to publish this part and probably call it something really creative like Podcasting by Lynn Part 2. Wow, that's exciting, isn't it? All right. Anyway, so I have a shortcut to the Libsyn page on my desktop. I don't know if I'm there.
No, Windows active. Press Windows key to go to the desktop.
I know.
Windows M. L, desktop, folder, view, list, view, Libsyn, podcasting, made easy.
Excellent. I'm going to
enter.
Open that. My trusty
Libsyn,
enter
podcasting.
Key.
All space. X, leaving.
That's why my students become
Libsyn,
so confused with entering. When do we enter and when, you know, it's really to enter or not to enter. That is the question. Okay, once again, I'm going to pause while I put in my username and password. Because I know you are not remotely interested in those. Okay, so it takes you to a page where it kind of walks you through some steps. By the way, Libsyn suggests that you use the FTP for 50 meg or more. I don't care. I use it whether I have 15 or, you know, 50 meg or, you know, 69 meg or something. But anyway, you get to a page, and really, I as a sort of a seasoned user, if you will, I don't pay a whole lot of attention to this anymore, to this whole blurb here, and I just go to one link. That would be the publish link. And I'm going to get a list of links.
Link list dialogue, link list view.
Of course, we all know that famous keystroke, insert F7, that we can hear in our sleeps. And I'm going to hit the letter P, or press. I should really say press, but...
P, publish.
All right, publish.
Enter. New blog post link graphic.
Now, here's where I have just a few
new
comments.
New blog post link graphic. Page has one frame of settings.
Thrilling. Hush.
Libsyn podcasting made easy.
Okay, I always, as a matter of course, go to the top of my page. Because JAWS starts to ramble down the page so quickly, who knows where you are. Now, Libsyn used to be a fairly friendly interface, this particular publishing tool. It is not as friendly anymore. However, if you are looking for a free solution where you can post your show notes without having a website and all of that other stuff that I have and stuff, you can create a live journal. You know, create a live journal. You can do such fun things there. You can make show notes, and you can, you can link to your show notes. You can link to your shows if you know just a little bit of HTML, okay? And I will rattle it off. You would have to find With Libsyn, I think I've just about memorized the thing. It's less than A space href equal sign quote http colon slash slash I happen to be superlin.libsyn.com slash media media slash superlin slash the name of my file, probably something ending in mp3, okay, always something, quote, greater than, and then the name, the actual name that shows up where people get the finger, okay, who are clicking on it, all right? It's the actual name of the link, which can be anything, really. Less than, slash, A, greater than, and there's your link. You're saying, oh, yeah, right, Lynette. Well, you know what? Try it out. Maybe you'll like it. All right, so if you're in LiveJournal, and it's really pretty simple to create a LiveJournal account. I think it's livejournal.com. Meg Kelly, or Megan Kelly, is the person I learned about LiveJournal from. That was a terrible sentence. But anyway, okay, from whom I learned LiveJournal. Anyway, here we go. We are publishing. So if you're worried about this really awful interface that doesn't really allow for, it's not as simple to put the show notes in anymore. I'm going to press the letter F, you know, go on over to LiveJournal and check them out.
I want to publish a podcast episode, radio button checked.
One of two.
Thankfully that's checked. I'm going to press my letter F again.
I want to publish a text blog post, radio button not checked.
No.
Required post title edit.
Now, that's a little fast, I apologize. It said required post title edit. I'm going to
enter forms mode on post title edit.
Type in text.
Great. And this they do require. So I'm going to put
P-O-D-C-A-S-T-I-N-G space B-Y space L-Y-N-N-E.
And I'm going to put comma.
Comma space.
Part 1.
P-A-R-T space 1.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tab.
Tab. Category combo box. Choose a category.
1 to 4. Touch it.
You have to choose a category here. So I'm going to press the letter P.
P podcast.
I'm going to tab again.
Tab. Images in your account. Combo box. No images.
You can put up pictures. Who cares? I'm not putting up a picture. I refuse! So here we go. Tab again.
Tab. File upload edit.
You upload it.
Tab.
Isn't that just beautiful? It doesn't say a thing. Now, I was sitting with someone sighted one day, and we sort of figured out when it says untitled, you know, you can put in the show notes and blah, blah, blah. But it really, I really had a lot of time. I was going to say it stinks, really. I had a lot of frustration, if you will, trying to edit my show notes, so.
Tab. Media link.
Isn't that thrilling? Just.
Tab. Frame.
Frame. Wonderful.
Tab.
And I'm tabbing.
Tab.
Until,
tab.
Hopefully.
Tab. Tab.
It's just being horrible. But what I can do, maybe, is get out of forms mode.
Forms mode off. Virtual PC cursor.
And tab.
Tab. Required category. Combo box. Podcast.
204.
Okay, and I'm just going to keep on tabbing, and it should be okay.
Tab, images in your account, combo.
I should finally get to the area. I wonder what would happen if I hit the letter C.
Not in the table.
Ah, fooey. Now, I thought C was supposed to take me to a combo box. Well, maybe I was wrong. So let me go back to F since my finger's on it already.
Or browse for a new image to upload, file upload, edit.
Okay, we've heard that.
Browse button. Files in your account, combo box, no files selected.
1 to 5.
Files in my account. That really is what I want, so I'm going to enter.
Enter. Forms mode on. Files in your account. Combo box. No files selected.
1 to 5.
Great. So, you know, with a combination of getting in and out of forms mode, I did get here. You'll think of a much more smooth way, believe me. Or should I just say a smoother way? So I'm going to press the letter P.
P. Podcast in the MP3.
And it says, pos- I didn't. I said, po- I said, some- I didn't say read. Maria thought I called her. Okay, so podcasting by Lynn, and really, I can now
forms mode off, virtual PC
get
cursor.
Out of forms mode. I'm doing that with caps lock semicolon, and I'm going to press the letter B for button.
Browse button. Publish button.
And I hear that wonderful publish button, and I enter.
Enter.
All right.
Page has 175 links. Podcasting by Lynn.
There
Part
you go.
Publisher. Min.
I know it's a little fast. Again, I apologize. I am taken to a site where, or a page rather, where my podcasts are held. And if I press the letter T, actually I'm going to do a control home first.
Listen, podcasting made easy.
Lovely, made easy, mm-hmm, sure. So, made relatively easy. Maybe they should put that. I'm going to press the letter T.
Column 1, row 1.
Link help wiki.
I don't need help with any wikis. Tap T again.
Column 1, row 1.
Page 1 of 2, 1 link 2, link graphic and arrow R.
Don't need that either.
1.
And I'm using a down arrow now.
Link 2, link graphic and arrow R. View, link podcast.
Okay, I can view podcasts. I'm going to try that T one more time.
Column 1, row 1.
Link. Link post date.
Thank you. It finally took me to post date.
Link. Link. Link title.
Title.
Link. Link graphic, hide this post.
Hide this post. These are the column headings.
1 Joel
2006. Here's the date.
Link graphic, click the preview podcast, thank you, Lynn.
I'm going to slow that down just
slower,
a little.
Slower, slower, slower.
And I'm going to go back.
1 Joel 2006.
1 Joel for July 2006.
Link graphic, click to preview podcast, thank you, Lynn, MP3.
So I can click to preview, and just for the fun of it, let's see if I can actually do that.
Enter. New browser window, Microsoft Internet Explorer. Lipton.
Here it
window
comes.
Window media player, a main
player. You know, lately,
Control key.
There I am. So, I've published. Now, those faithful souls who subscribe to our podcast can now get that in their Juice accessible podcatcher or Winamp these days, I would imagine. So, there you have it, folks. It's been my pleasure to take you on a little tour of how I do things. Believe me, I was very fortunate. It went relatively smoothly today. And now I'm going to tag and upload and publish this second part so that, you know, it doesn't stop and you say, well, wait a minute, what happened? All right. Do enjoy yourselves until next we meet on Malin's Slice of Life podcast. And thanks for listening, folks.